thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful that you're a part of our congregation today. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We open our service with the selection, I'm Redeemed. Sold ourselves to sin, but Jesus Christ came into this sin-cursed, sin-sick, sin-benighted world and gave his life to redeem us from sin. He gave himself to redeem us that he might have a separate people zealous of good works. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for our Redeemer today, and we're thankful that we have the privilege of sharing his beautiful gospel with this congregation. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to use us and will accompany our broadcast and make it a blessing to each one. If there be any unsaved in our congregation today, may the Holy Spirit speak to their hearts, and may the goodness of God lead souls to repentance. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus came and descended to me, and glory to God.
Our subject today, opening of the prison. I will read two passages of Scripture. First, Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now we read in the New Testament, after Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he returned to Nazareth, and he went in the synagogue there, and the scroll of Isaiah was given to him, and he opened it and read. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it unto the rabbi, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were upon him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Jesus said some other things which they did not appreciate, so they took him and took him up on the brow of the hill where Nazareth was built and intended to push him over the brow to kill him. But he moved through their midst and went down to Capernaum. Now, we read in later on here in Luke chapter 4, and when he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst of the people and heard him not, They were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out of him." Now, there's more than one kind of prison. They're talking about opening of the prison. I'm not talking about a literal prison on this broadcast. There are other kinds of prisons, and this man there in the synagogue was in a prison house because he was possessed with evil spirits. there in the synagogue, a place of worship. And beloved, he was not the only one that has a wrong spirit that's in a place of worship. There are many people in that state today. But Jesus came, according to Isaiah, he came to open the prison house. And I want to speak about more than just one kind of prison house on the broadcast today. But a number of them were bound by sin and by Satan and by evil spirits. We think of the beautiful character that we know as Mary Magdalene. She was not always a beautiful character. The word Magdalene there simply means that it was Mary from Magdalia. They added the word Magdalia or Magdalene to distinguish her from other Marys. And we read in the book of Luke, chapter 8 and verse 2, certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. Mary was in a desperate state. She lived in a world of spiritual darkness, possessed with seven devils. She was in a hopeless state. Medical science could not help her. She could not help herself. She was powerless to change her life. She was in the prison house of sin, possessed with seven devils. Now we are told in Matthew 15 and 39, after Jesus had fed the 4,000, he took a ship and came by the coast of Magdala. So possibly this is the time that Jesus met Mary, who became known as Mary Magdalene, and delivered her from these demons. And she became one of the most beautiful, dedicated, consecrated disciples that Jesus had during his ministry here on earth. Jesus told a certain man, Simon, there who had invited Jesus to a supper, and a woman came in there, anointed him with a precious ointment, also wet his feet with her tears, and wiped his feet. And she was expressing her love and her appreciation. Now, the man that invited Jesus to that supper and others, including Judas Iscariot, they were complaining about the precious ointment and how it was wasted. And also they were saying among themselves, this man is not a prophet. He would understand. He would know what kind of a person this woman was. He wouldn't allow that if he really knew what kind of a person she was. So he called the host over to him and he said, now, there was a man who loaned two individuals a sum of money. One of them was a considerable amount, and the other was just a small amount. And both of them fell on hard times, and they were not able to pay the debt. And this man who had loaned them the money forgave both of them their debt. Now, which one do you think, Simon, would love the most, the one who was forgiven much or the one who was forgiven little? Well, he said, well, I suppose it would be the one who was forgiven most. And he said to him, now you invited me to your house for a meal, and I came in. You did not offer me any water to wash my feet. You did not give me a kiss, or you did not anoint me, but this woman has anointed me. She has washed my feet with tears and dried my feet with her hair. In other words, he was telling Simon, you invited me to a meal, but you were not all that hospitable. You were not all that friendly towards me. But this woman whom you are condemning, she has been forgiven much, and she loved much. And he turned to the woman and he told her, thy sins be forgiven thee. So this woman was delivered from the prison house of sin. Now, Jesus and the disciples were very busy. In fact, one scripture speaks about they were so busy they had hardly time to eat. So they went north of Galilee into the coast of Tyre and Sidon to get a little rest. And there was a Syrophoenician woman, a Canaanite there, who had a daughter that was in a terrible state. And She found out that Jesus was in the area, and so she came to him, and she said, "Have mercy on me, O Lord. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." Now, can you imagine that, and how this mother was suffering because of her daughter and her daughter's position, her condition? And so she comes to Jesus and asks for it. But Jesus ignored her. He didn't pay any attention to her. And the disciple said to Jesus, "Send her away. She's troubling us." But the woman came and knelt down before Jesus, and she would not be denied. And Jesus said, "It is not expedient for me to take the children's bread and give it to dogs." And what he was talking about was that he was called to minister to his own people, the Israelites, at that time, and not to the Gentiles. But this was a Gentile woman, and she was asking for help. So he said, it's not expedient to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. And I suppose some people would have been offended and went away, but not this woman. She had a need, her daughter had a need, and she was asking one who could help her. And so she said, "Well, true, Lord, it is true what you say. There's no father would take bread off of his table and give it to the dogs." But she said, "The dogs under the table do get to eat the crumbs that fall from the table." And Jesus was so impressed with her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Go home, you'll find your daughter well." And she did go home, and she found her daughter lying there, very peaceful, having been delivered from that demon that was tormenting and troubling her. Yes, Jesus delivered that girl from her prison. Now, Jesus took three of the disciples, James, Peter, James, and John, up on the mount that we call the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses and Elijah appeared to him there, and Jesus became greatly white and shone so brightly. But after Moses and Elijah left, Jesus said to the disciples that they were not to tell anybody about what they had seen until after his resurrection. While they were up there on the mount, there was a man who had a son who was vexed with a lunatic and was sore vexed with demons. And he came to Jesus' nine disciples to have them to deliver his son from those spirits, but they were unable to do so. And they could not help him. About that time, Jesus and the three disciples came, and they saw this crowd, and he came among them, and they found out that Jesus was there. So this man came to Jesus, and he said, I came to your disciples, and they could not help me. But my son, he's lunatic, he's sore vexed, and he's often times he falls into the fire, and often the times into the water. He teareth himself, and foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. Now, beloved, that was a terrible, terrible state for this boy to be in. And Jesus asked him, he said, "How long has it been that your son was this way?" And he said, "From a child." And so Jesus, the man said to Jesus, "If you can do anything for me, you help me." And Jesus said to him, "It's not a matter of whether I can do anything or not. The question is, can you believe?" And the man cried out, "Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief." And they brought this boy to Jesus, and even there the demons threw him on the ground. But Jesus commanded those spirits to leave that man, or that boy, and they left him, and he was perfectly whole. Can you imagine the joy that that father and that son had whenever they returned home? If they had a family, a wife, and a mother, and other brothers and sisters, I'm sure that all of them rejoiced and praised the Lord for what was done. Now, there are other prisons that we read about that people have. There was a paralytic man that four men carried to a house there in Capernaum. But they was crowded around in the house and around the door, and they couldn't get in. So they went up on the roof and opened up enough tile, opened up a hole large enough to let this man down in the front of Jesus. And whenever the man was let down, he said to him, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And some of the people there in the house began to complain and said, "This man blasphemes. Nobody can forgive sins but God." And Jesus said to them, "Which is easier, to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk?'" And he said to the man who was the paralytic lying there on the floor, he said, "Rise up, take your pallet and go home." And the man rose up, rolled up his little pallet, and he went home a cured man, freed from the prison house of being a paralytic. Yes, Jesus came to set the captives free, whether it be sickness, whether it be disease, whether it be sin, or whatever it might be. And Jesus came to open the prison house. He came to set the captives free. And so this man went home free from his disease and from his affliction. Now, we read of a man who was greatly troubled because he was possessed with a legion of demons. Jesus came across the Sea of Galilee, and just as he got out of the boat, here came this man running to him and knelt down before him. And Jesus said to the man, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion." Now that was not the man's name, and it was not the man really talking. It was the devil talking through him. Some people say a legion was 500. Some people say it was 5,000. But it makes no difference how many it was. With Jesus, this man was in the prison house of demons, possessed with a legion of them. And he was tormented day and night. The people of the town had tried to capture him like an animal, tried to tame him. They chained him. And he broke the chains and went back to the tombs where the dead people were buried. And he was weeping and wailing at all hours of the night, and the people were afraid. Mothers were afraid to let their children get very far from the house. But here came Jesus. He came to open the prison house. And so he commanded the demons to come out of this man. There were so many of them that they caused 2,000 swine to run down the hillside and drown in the sea. Now, the townspeople had tried to help this man and were not able to, but whenever they heard about the swine, they came out and they saw this man sitting there at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. But instead of bowing down before Jesus or expressing thanksgiving and praise to Jesus for what he had done, they asked him to leave. Their swine meant more to them than this man who had been delivered from the prison house of sin. Jesus went back to the boat. He doesn't impose on anybody. And when they asked him to leave, he left. And the man started with him, and Jesus said to him, "No, you're not going with me. You go back to your friends. Go back to your home and tell them, show them what great things the Lord hath done for you." And if he had a family, I'm sure that they were very happy whenever he delivered, or whenever he arrived back home, delivered from those demons that had driven him from his home. Now there's another prison that I want to speak of for a moment, and that is the prison house of false religion. And the man Saul, the young man who persecuted the church of God and endeavored to waste it, he was in the prison house of false religion. But on the road to Damascus, he met the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ delivered him from the prison house of false religion and called him to be a messenger of his. And he was one of the greatest warriors of the New Testament church. And before Agrippa, Paul was testifying about what Jesus had done for him. And Jesus said to Paul on that road to Damascus, "I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister. Now I send you to the Gentiles to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith in me. Beloved, Jesus Christ is still delivering people from the prison house of sin. And if you are in prison now, you can be made free, for Jesus has pardon for you. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If our broadcast has been a blessing to you, why not write and let us know? Our postal address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly magazine. You can also join us in our services. Sunday morning, our service begins 20 minutes to 11. Our evening service at 6. Our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. www.wayoftruth.org, our webpage address. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast when we come your way with another Way of Truth service.